Okay.
I ate 6 hot dogs at the baseball game. I washed it back with a box of Twinkies. Mom made me eat lasagna for dinner and all my green beans. All my green beans. And I went outside to play with my friends. I forgot how much I ate when I slid into third base.
Oh, that's the fake Moss Brothers. That's for another day.
Oh, we all know that so well, Corby.
If only there was videotape of you and I recording this song, Danny.
I would
pay $5,000 to see this.
And to see the look on Jason Newsted from Metallica's face when we debuted it in front of those little boys.
Yeah.
I think there is video of that on YouTube of him listening to it.
He wasn't happy.
Oh, God.
Dookie, dookie, dookie.
Dookie, dookie, doo. Dookie, dookie, doo. All right, it's time for Friday Fun. And we have quite a bit of fun. First off, yesterday, a P1 sent this to me, and I've not seen this out there on the internet. And I guess, look, we've got bigger fish to fry by way of, you know, a virus and stuff. And so I don't know if people out there in media land aren't having as much fun, and you don't see as much buffoonery out there. Mm-hmm. But, dude, when this guy sent this to me, and it happened yesterday morning.
Yeah.
And I've not seen it elsewhere. I'm like, what's going on? Because this would have made the rounds immediately. But I think we're taking things, you know, a lot more serious for obvious reasons. But we're here to present this to you. This happened on the Fox Business Channel. Okay? I do not know the name of this young lady.
Oh, boy.
But she was in a conversation about money and Saudis and budget cuts and things like that. And she's talking to her. Exactly. I don't get it either. And just remember that. Budget cuts. Okay? And this.
Budget what?
This poor woman. Oh, dear.
To get to the Saudis and to Russia to implement production cuts, are you think that that would be, you know, was that something that would happen?
Okay.
Twice.
So, it's twice. The first time is, it's not a full-on what you think she's saying.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of a hybrid of cuts and the other one. Like, it's kind of, you're like, what? The second time, though, when she tries to correct herself, it is louder.
It's a hard N and a hard T.
Yes, and it is the perfect Brad Sham pronunciation of this. Full on. And then the third recovery is a little dodgy, and then listen to the panic in her voice and the follow-up question.
To get to the Saudis and to Russia to implement production cuts. Pardon me. Are you think that that would be, you know, was that something that would happen?
What is she, Ally G?
Are you
think that would be something that would happen?
Pardon me. Are you think that that would be, you know, was that something that would happen?
She's so trying to regain her footing that it doesn't even matter what comes out of her mouth.
It's so hard.
She has got to be the first person in the history of television to drop the girl C-bomb
dose
twice. In a matter of 5 seconds.
Nothing's worse than when you try to restate a word because you said it wrong and then say it wrong even more emphatically the second time.
Oh, my God, dude. And you guys have heard the clean version. It is so shocking. Is it not?
Oh,
it's
remarkably bad.
To Saudis and to Russia to implement production cuts. Pardon me. Are you think that that would be, you know, was that something that would happen?
The individual apologies for each one is so great. Oh, pardon me.
I did it again. Oh, I'm sorry. Some more.
No.
I'm extra sorry now.
Are you think that you does like money?
I'm so sorry. Don't know why this keeps happening.
I don't know what I was thinking.
Are you
Are you think that that would be, you know, was that something that would happen?
Are you think?
So how'd the other person handle that, I wonder?
Oh, my God. I wish you would have said that to me. Well, first off, Laureen,
I don't appreciate you calling me that twice. But we're not in England. It's not a term of endearment over here.
No.
Man, that's so awesome.
Oof.
All right, the other day we were talking about all the things that this virus has caused as far as cancellations and shutdowns and what have you.
Yeah.
And we threw out there just on a lark that, hey, wouldn't it be funny if we told our kids that the internet was shutting down as well?
Yeah, there's an age. I don't know where the age is, but my kids would not buy it for a second.
No, mine wouldn't either.
And so I don't know what is the ideal age to take advantage of your kids for not being as smart as you, but it's somewhere in the single digits, and I think you can yank their chain a little bit. And don't you think in this time of crisis, guys, we need everyone to target their children for our amusement?
I think so, 100%. Now, the guy who sent this in, he says that his son that you're about to hear is 6 years old.
Six?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. They'll believe anything.
Stunned.
He's 6 years old. Man, this is one of the sharpest six-year-olds you will ever hear, all right? Now, things get a little dodgy, but he definitely has got a handle on life as a six-year-old.
Okay.
This is from P1 Ross. Okay, that is the dad who sent this in.
Oh, Ross, you're a trailblazer.
He is. So have fun as he... and I love the way he eases into it. He reminds his son, like, hey, we got this going on. You know, there's no football.
You better sit down, son.
Right. So here we go. Here is P1 dad telling his six-year-old that there will be no more internet.
Mom told you about football.
And the coronies.
The coronies.
Oh, oh.
What's the matter?
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
Mom told you about football.
And the coronies.
The corony.
So they both listened to the ticket.
The Rony.
Yes, the corony.
That spring football 7-on-7 is canceled. Did she tell you?
No, all of it, like the whole thing.
Yeah, we don't get to play any football, man. I don't get to coach you.
Wait a sec, so they... Are people going to get refunds for this?
That's a great question. You're very smart. Yes, they will get refunds, but that's not what I'm... I'm upset that we don't get to go play some football, man.
No.
You would have destroyed it out there this year. Not sure about baseball. Haven't heard that yet. Did your mom tell you the really bad news?
No.
About the internet?
Oh, yes. I have to do school on the internet now.
That's the bad news, is school on the internet?
Yes.
Internet. Well, she didn't break it down to you how it's really going?
Uh-uh.
So, tonight at 8 o'clock, because they've shut down everything. You heard they shut down the gym. They shut down everything.
Yeah.
Tonight at 8 o'clock, they're shutting down the internet.
So you can only play, do stuff that doesn't include the internet?
Yeah, no internet, nothing.
Well, now I'm kind of glad because I don't have to do school.
So he's already ahead of the game.
Yeah.
Like, he's already figured out, well, you just told me
right.
that my school was internet-based.
Right.
Well, now...
He's not seeing big picture, though.
Yeah, now I don't even have to do school.
No, this so far, this play is going like I imagined in the huddle.
Right.
Like he would instantly see, okay, I'm out of school.
Right.
Okay.
And a kid's going to look for the, you know, the bright side of things early on,
sure.
right?
Sure.
Yeah, no internet, nothing.
Well, now I'm kind of glad because I don't have to do school.
Nope, that's the one thing they're keeping open to school. I'm sorry, I forgot to tell you. So
what
no,
the
you don't say that.
So they're shutting everything down but school. That pissing off parents and then...
Well, dude,
the website is now.
They're worried that the coronavirus could spread through you watching, you know, Logan Paul or the Sharers or...
How could it
Chad
spread
Wildberg?
By that?
I don't know, like pressing buttons and things, I guess.
What?
Or like they think that if they have the virus and you watch it, that you could get it.
That does not make sense at all.
None of this makes sense.
No, but that included, like that doesn't make the most sense.
the chick is doing broadcasts from homes at night. That doesn't make sense. Nothing makes sense.
The internet really doesn't make sense that they're only letting kids do this stuff. And they think if you watch someone with the coronavirus, like, that's stupid as heck.
Yep, so...
Yep.
No more internet, man. It's over.
I'm going to try it at 8 o'clock at night and see if they're lying.
No, it's done. So you might as well get your internet in the next few hours. Officially, they're pulling the plug. Do you have anything to say to the internet?
Yes.
What?
The people that run the broadcast, you suck.
All right.
Because they're only shutting up. That's... Dad.
So what happened was
he showed him the phone.
What happened was, yeah, he turns around and he starts smiling at the kid, you know, and then he's recording, and so the kid's like,
"What, Dad?
What?
Seriously?
What?
Stop!"
Oh my God!
Yeah,
oh.
How about the sweet little boy? And oh man, and no football and no baseball. And okay, well now I don't have to go to do internet on school or anything.
No,
and then
it's school.
What the F?
Don't say that.
I'm gonna need to see some ID on this kid. He's way too smart.
Can't believe
to be six.
He's six,
dude.
The, a little salty just, for six.
The
too. One,
and then he goes, and that website's like the S-iest website. Yeah, it's an S word.
Down everything.
Yeah.
Tonight at 8 o'clock, they're shutting down the internet.
So you can only do stuff that doesn't include the internet?
Yeah, no internet, nothing.
Well, now I'm kind of glad because I don't have to do school.
Nope, that's the one thing they're keeping open is school. I'm sorry, I forgot to tell you. So
what
no,
the
you
f-
Don't say that.
So they're shutting everything down but school. So that pisses off parents and then...
Well, dude, they're...
The website is now.
They're worried.
I don't even know what he's talking about. The website is S-y now.
Okay. Oh, my God.
I love that kid.
He's great.
I love this bit, too. Of course, I would like to amend the bit. Don't make your kids cry.
No.
Because that's going to happen.
It's going to be fine.
Okay, all right.
That's well, all good. Then, you let them off the hook when they start crying.
Then give them the internet back, and they'll be happy after that. Maybe only make them cry for a short time and for our amusement, and then after that, make them happy.
Give them a treat.
Make sure they understand, too, that this is video games. This is at YouTube. It's mm-hmm. everything.
Okay, so the premise is that the virus passes through the internet.
Yes. He didn't buy it, though.
That the government is afraid that the virus is going through the internet. If you look at Logan Paul, he could give it to you.
Because, you know, pushing buttons and stuff.
Yeah, the kid sounds smarter than the dad.
I know he does. You got to pull that cut off of him going, this makes no sense at all.
No.
Okay, this is good. And everyone, you have a weekend. Make the best
and
out of
a
it.
A lot of time. You have a lot of time. So, yeah, you're right. I don't know what the age bracket is here or the ceiling.
I mean, man, I bet it goes all the way from 5 to 18.
Oh, if you can get your high schooler, more power to you. Mine would look at me like, why are you bothering me? No one's believing you, Dad.
Right.
But maybe it's a credibility issue. Maybe I've tried too many times to prank my kids.
It so reminds me when he's giving him all this bad news about sports being canceled, and then he gives him bad news about the internet, and then the final caveat is, oh, but you will be doing schoolwork. It reminds me of the scene in Airplane when they're giving all of this terrible information about when they're heading to the sun, and it's like, oh, well, they were off course by about just a tad. Excuse me, miss, how much is a tad? Oh, in space terms, about 15 million miles. And they're like, oh, that's fine. Oh, and by the way, we're out of coffee. And then it turns into like
explodes.
A hockey fight.
All right.
Oh my gosh.
Well, send them in. See if you can fool your kids.
Yeah.
There you go.
But the internet shuts down at 8 tonight.
Yeah, man.
There's some Friday fun. All right, let's get into our game.